Hydroplaning happens when a vehicle moves too quickly along a wet road. A layer of water accumulates under the tires, they lift up and lose traction, the driver loses control. Now, what does NASA have to do with hydroplaning? Here's an historical look at the science story. Hydroplaning is a relatively new phenomenon for humans, given that the combination of high speed and smooth pavement that's necessary has only fairly recently become possible. In fact, it wasn't until 1957 that a tire treadmill study first experimentally demonstrated hydroplaning in action. That study was motivated by airplanes. Hydroplaning had been causing a lot of problems for pilots landing on wet runways. Here's where NASA comes in. NASA scientists wanted to figure out what hydroplaning was all about.